The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney, both from Mahoney Asset Management. Heard Sunday morning, Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. You can kind of say Generation X makes Generation Z. Today's topic by the father-son duo, questions and answers. Welcome back, Connor Mahoney. You're the Generation Z guy.
Thank you. Yes. Gen Z is me.
I'm the X. I don't know what Y is these days. And we have a lot of baby boomers that tune in. So I think we've covered baby boomers, X, I don't know what Y is, and Z. And when we answer these questions, it's cool, right? We get from different perspectives, from my point of view and from Connor's point of view.
Right.
So let's dig right into the first question of the week.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so my company has a low or no match. Should I still invest in the 401k program?
Absolutely. So we'll give you all the reasons why. But first off, if you don't have a pension and you're not putting money into a 401k plan or 403b plan for that matter, match or not match, I don't know how you're going to retire. So, it's kind of a necessity. And look, all of us would love to have matches. And I tell people too, like, let's say you have a 4% match, you know, do all you can because that's part of your benefit package. Your benefit package is your salary, it's your healthcare, and some of it's retirement. Make sure you're understanding it. But here's one of the reasons why you should consider it. Say, gee, you know what? They don't match. And well, first off, as I mentioned, if you don't have some type of pension, you need to do something for retirement. But each month you put money away, it's coming off your taxes. So let's say you made $60,000 a year. You put in $500 a month, that's $600. And so at the end of quick math, it's $54,000 you made. So wait a second. I didn't make $60,000. I actually put the X amount of money to say $6,000. I made $54,000. You actually made money right away between the tax deduction for federal and state taxes. That's why it's so important to have a 401k plan, dollar cost average and so forth. And then, of course, we'll talk about dollar cost averaging and how that works. But basically, you put a set amount each time away. And sometimes you look back in the course of the year when it's way, way, way down, like we've been seeing, you buy more shares. And the stock's way, way, way up, you buy fewer shares. But Tom, I'm sure you have a, you know, that's a really good question. But yeah, the answer, no doubt about it. With or without a match in your 401k plan, it still makes sense to participate.
Definitely. It's like you said, for the tax purposes too, you bring down your current taxable income. And hopefully when you're taking money out on the other side, maybe you have moved out of New York or New Jersey with high state taxes, for example, and maybe you'll be a lower tax rate then. And also say you take less income out and you're getting Social Security too. Hopefully you can take money at a lower tax rate and lower your current tax burden while you are working. So I like that idea of that too. And yeah, I mean, Social Security for, I would say most people, I'm going to assume, is not enough to retire on or even close to it. So you definitely need that supplemental income probably from saving for a long time through the 401k or an IRA or something to that regard.
Right. Well, and by the way, the difference between a 401k and 403b, 401k typically are for-profit companies. Sometimes they actually look like not-for-profit companies, but it's not a story. And the 403b are not-for-profit companies or entities, much like school districts and hospitals and so forth. And I know this wasn't a question, but I do want to talk about this a little bit since 401k has come up in 403b. It reminds me to kind of share with our listeners that one could definitely over-diversify. And I get it. Moms and dads tell us to diversify, but it's a little bit different now. Things have changed. And when I say diversify, okay, so, oh, good. You start a plan. You're going to put $100 each pay period in. And then you get this form, probably an internet form, and then you get to fill out how to invest the sub-account choices. That comes up quite a bit. So mostly people do eeny, meeny, miny, moo. Moe, was it? Eeny, meeny, what? Tell me.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Eeny, meeny, moe. Okay. And thanks for bailing me out there. And then, so you look at it and say, wait a second. I just picked 18 funds. So four or five funds will probably do very well. Four or five funds probably don't do very well. And, you know, we like to kind of be more tactical, kind of more surgical in 401k plans, especially longer term. We really don't want to be in a bond fund. There's not a lot of upside there. Typically, lately, you don't want to be in international funds for a whole host of reasons. Small company funds have not done well either. So, you know, we're kind of in a mindset. I don't know everybody's situation, but in general, we like to be a little bit more surgical and say, instead of picking 18 funds and over diversifying, let's try to pick two or three or four funds and have a greater chance of growth in a retirement account, especially if you're putting in a little bit each month that can afford some extra volatility. What are some of your thoughts on that, Connor? Is that kind of we think about too, is the over diversification?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the right idea about, you know, you have four funds that work really well and six don't, and two kind of do like a flat line on you. You kind of never really made too much progress. And as far as we're not supposed to suggest allocations on the radio, we're not going to do that.
Oops. But
it's just a general idea about
idea not to pick 19 funds and think again that diversification, while it does sound great, it reduces risk, but over like a 20-year period, there's some areas that what are you gonna make in a bond fund over 20 years versus a stock fund in general. Again, we don't have a crystal ball here, but in general, you want to at least, you know, put yourself in the best situation.
Right. So yeah, definitely gotta get, I guess the suggestion we can do is really look into what those funds are invested in. If you know, when you are picking out the funds you're putting your money into in the 401k, definitely do some research there. It's worth it for the long term if you're going to be investing in these funds to know what they're invested in at all.
Sometimes we'll get a call by a client or a prospective client say, I can't believe if $800,000, you know, started with like nothing, you know, they've had it for some 20 some years, but a couple of things, A, they maximize usually, or they've had also really good, bump ups and what we spoke about before, you know, getting some type of match. And then they've also aimed for stocks, you know, same person, typically, again, this is backwards looking, so we don't know for sure, but we picked out the very conservative fund that paid 3% that maybe didn't get a match. It didn't put in the max, may have a $200,000 401k. What a big difference to be able to max if you can, to get a match if you can. And then on top of that, you know, put it towards equities or stock funds, however you want to call it, and aim it towards longer term growth. What a big difference I've seen over the years. Sometimes this takes 5 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes to make a little change, go back to your life. And 20 years later, you wake up and say, wow, $800,000.
One thing I hear a lot before the break is, you know, people ask me if they're too old or it's too late to do anything. And I always tell them no. Like, you don't know what the market is doing in 3 years. Look what it's done in the last few years, even with the 2022 dip. So keep it going.
So true. We're going to keep it going in just a minute. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, heard Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, questions and answers from the father-son duo of Ken and Connor Mahoney, as we just said. Hey, but before I do that, you heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Pretty cool, right? Kind of semi-autobiography about his pop, my father. He had a local, he worked at Local 38, a headquartered out of Brewston, New York. And gosh, he had a pension, an annuity, healthcare, all these things. And we kind of wrote about chapter, kind of build what maybe your father had, or grandfather, grandmother, and so forth. It's in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The phone number again is 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. 01. And I think it's a great book. Of course, a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you join us, sometimes you can't. Then on top of that, again, we're talking about retirement. A lot of these questions that we get in our topic, questions and answers, do you know come across about retirement. So here's the book. One more time, phone number is 845-371-0101. Of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, now they're 6 a.m. or so, probably an essential worker. And if you are, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. And of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show up next. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is up next from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning. I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6:15 on Andy Bale Show, WHD, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern charm, that Southern accent. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what it did, what it didn't do, local Hudson Valley business news, and Hudson Valley Index to be created for you, all consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. And again, the reason why we can bring this to you every Sunday morning is our extraordinaire Randy Turner, the engineer extraordinaire, I should say. So, wow, questions and answers. Let's go right back to that mailbag. And by the way, if you want to pose a question, go to MahoneyGPS.com. That's where actually we put everything. My recent TV segments, radio, podcasts, articles, newsletters, your own GPS, it's all there, MahoneyGPS.com. And so everything we do, we post right there. We consolidate in real time at MahoneyGPS.com. And you can pose a question right there also, and we'll get answered here on one of our Sunday morning editions.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be pretty cool to pose a question and then we'll answer it. Yeah. Okay. So I guess we'll move on to some more questions. Yeah. So how do I know when I can retire? I love that one. We do get that one.
All right, you know what? If you love it, you take it. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, here's like an answer you may not want to entirely here, but it is so personalized. It does depend, as we spoke about earlier, about the 401ks, how much you may have had in there. What was your, you know, peak earnings? So what's your Social Security going to look like? You know, do you have a mortgage still? Do you have any debt? So there's a lot of different things that would add up to the answer being yes or no or maybe. And that's, you know, kind of why we do try to get people in their foot in the door thinking about this and doing some analysis and doing the GPS to see where you are and where you may need to go to say yes or no to that answer.
Yeah, I mean, look, and that's an age-old question. Only about 5% actually do the work. Now, some people can retire. They have a decent pension already. They have good Social Security. House is paid off, you know, low expenses and so forth. But we have something called GPS that I put together some time ago. I actually trademarked it too because I thought it was a good piece. Like it's almost like a car. You drive to, let's say, a wedding. You put in destination. It shows you how to get there. Well, same thing. GPS says, okay, at 60 years old or 65 years old, I went 6,000 a month. Now solve for X, just like a GPS would. And so from 30,000 feet, it helps you make investment decisions, helps you make lifestyle decisions. Like, oh, can we go to Italy, not go to Italy? So I think kind of the question around, I'll just kind of rephrase it to, you know, when can I retire? We have the tools. It's right on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. You could do it through us, or you could do it through some other planner. But most importantly, you're going to see in left-hand column where the expenses are, how it goes up over time with inflation. If you have a pension, also if you have Social Security and what, you know, net after taxes and what investments you put together, if you're making more contributions and you put it all together, shake it up and you can tell when you can retire, actually at a specific age. So great tools out there, great software. I've been doing this for 34 years. And for most clients, this GPS, this 30,000 feet view, solves so many questions that one has. So again, if you want to go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com, you can actually download the GPS right there, put in some numbers, press click, and off you go. And you can find out your own GPS coordinates. Hey, are you on course? Are you off course?
Yeah. And I mean, that tool is also really useful for current retirees to kind of do an analysis of their situation. Maybe your expenses were more than you had expected when you were retiring at first, or you have more now somehow. Maybe the market has done really well for you in the past X amount of months or years. It's always good to just keep on track of these things. And, you know, it's like a budget or a planning tool. And it's good to just Yeah, like stay the helps you stay the course and see things really clearly, which is nice.
Right. Yeah, the big picture. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Of course, heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here at 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers, answered by your father and son team, Generation X meets Generation Z. And that was a really good question about when can I retire? And let's go to that. Basket. Is it a basket? No, it's called a bag. Let's go to the mailbag of questions.
Mailbag.
Yeah. Mailbag.
Okay. So why are companies' earnings so important to the market?
Yes. So think about a company that can increase their earnings because they have a catalyst. They have a new product. They have new customers. You know, when companies have good earnings, they can do a lot with that, right? They can increase dividends to shareholders. We'd like that as shareholders. Yes, then show me the money. They can actually buy back stock, which reduces the float and gives it what they call a better earnings per share ranking. There's just so many good things that can happen. They could actually invest or reinvest into the business, reinvest into other companies. Having great earnings is really the hallmark. And again, that doesn't always work, but if companies have good earnings, usually price follows. And after this message, we'll delve a little bit more deeper into this question. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to another GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Generation X, that's me, meets Generation Z, that's Connor, father-son duo, and today's question and answer session. But before we get to more questions and your questions and have them answered, we have a carry one from last segment. Of course, I want to make sure you get the book that Mike Bennett talked about. Not Your Father's Retirement. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. It's all there. I wrote it from beginning to end. Sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. Here you go, 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. We cover topics like taxes and volatilities and stocks and tactical investing and how to figure out where you are and your GPS. It's all right there in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement, the most popular book we have in our series. 845-371-0101. One last call. Get your crayon, get your, I don't know, pen, get your whatever you can and write this number down and call now and get your book for free. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. And learn more about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. Gosh, we have everything on there. My most recent TV appearances, radio, podcast, articles, educational articles, newsletters. You can sign up for a newsletter. It comes out every Tuesday evening, just once a week. Consolidate everything that's happening and kind of try to digest. And that's really been the goal of this radio show of questions and answers. And the goal of most of my career, it's trying to simplify this complex financial world so you can take action. Somewhere along the way, Wall Street loves all this jargon and make it like you can't do some of these things on your own, but you can. You can do that through the book. You can do the website, MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the break, we're talking about, wow, when companies have good earnings, what can they do with those earnings? And I say, gee, they could buy back stock. They could raise dividends. They can go after the competition. They could buy the competition. A lot of good things happen with good earnings. What's your thoughts on that, Connor, as far as companies with stronger earnings?
Yeah, I mean, that's where a lot of the growth probably of your accounts come from. So if you think about these companies that are in the S&P 500 or NASDAQ or the Dow, They have to be qualified in some way to get in there. I forget the exact measurements or requirements, something to do with, you know, net profits or revenues per quarter. Ken, if you help me out with that one a little bit, some companies have to qualify actually to be in the S&P 500. So their earnings are really important.
Yeah. And by the way, there's some companies, I'm sorry, some industries, even like, I think like airlines and autos and retailers, you don't want to be near them. I mean, their revenues are going down. So not to say that always price follows earnings, but over time it generally does. All right, let's grab another question here on your GPS or your finances.
Yeah, sure. So what is a good way to get my son or daughter to start investing at a young age?
Well, since you are Generation Z, this is a question for Connor Mahoney.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, I guess it's pretty broad because I can't quite speak to what age your son or daughter is, but that's okay. So I'm going to say, let's say they're 18 to 24 or 25.
Okay. Yeah, good range.
Maybe 30 is young. It depends who you ask. So I would say
my age, 30 years is still young. 30 years old, still very
30
young.
30 is still young.
Go ahead with your example.
To me, it's not. Okay. So I would say definitely the individual retirement account or the plan through work, which we actually spoke about in the first segment, like a 401k or 403b. I would say, honestly, it's almost a no-brainer for them to qualify or start investing in those plans and putting money into those plans as deferred compensation. So say whatever they make a month, some percentage of that goes into those accounts, which, you know, go passively invested into the market, which is awesome. And especially when you think about compounding, the S&P 500 average annual return, obviously you get a lot of ups and downs, is about 10%. And that's really what you're aiming for. Like
a long term, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially that age group, you said 18 to 25, 30 was too old, but we'll let you live another day for that one, Connor. But, 18, 25, and I get this line. In fact, I just got it last night. Like, how do I get my son? I think he was 24 or 28, or actually has two sons, both are, one's 24, one's 28. But it's a really good question because, again, I hear this a lot from parents. You know, how do I get my, or grandparents, how do I get my kids? And I think you're right, Connor. I think the best way is pay yourself first. If you have to write a check, I'm sorry, if your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter have to write a check, I think it's harder for them to invest. But they take a little bit each pay period.
Yep.
And they don't see it. It's like a utility bill. You put a little bit at a time. And by the way, the compounding, and Albert Einstein once said, and Albert Einstein, pretty smart guy, I think his IQ is like 180 or something, like off the charts. He said the eighth wonder of the world, like a little drum roll, eighth wonder of the world is
compound interest.
Compound interest. Yeah, compound interest. You know, 7%, then a 4%, a 9%, minus 2. But anyway, you get all these, and it compounds out. Can you imagine someone 25 years old at the age of 65, 40 years of putting money away, maybe getting a match, maybe not getting a match?
I know someone who's around that age.
And then have that, yeah, and have that Generation Z boy, girl, go 40 some years of compounding Albert Einstein like returns.
Right.
Millions of dollars by the time you hit 65. So some things we can't do in my age group, late 50s, my Generation X. We have years in front of us, but we don't have a lot more years to invest. We had a lot more years when we were 20s, 30s, 40s, so to speak.
And here's one thing I would suggest.
I think we have time for one more quick question before we.
Sure. Another prong of that. I've done this myself. You go on investment calculator, right? Like you just look up investment calculator, start playing with some numbers, right? And say, oh, I'm going to add $200 a month. I'll start with a big chunk of $5,000 and then play with the returns on that and then play with the amount of years on that. And you'll be like, whoa. So you could see what 7% is or 10% or even 4% invested while adding money, so on and so forth, is in 30 years or 40 years. It's really cool to do that. And that's really what you're aiming for.
You know, that's really good. You know, sometimes when we do something, we need to see the end of it, the end, the result of, let's say, I don't know, something in the lawn or some type of, let's say, changing the color of your house. But here, when it comes to finances, you can show somebody, say, listen, if you put away, I'll make this up, $10,000 a year, you average 7%, again, it's an assumption, over 30 years, you have, let's say, $2.6 million. It gets you start thinking today about putting money away if you're going to so sometimes you need to see the result first to make you want to put more money away. Connor, time goes by too fast, my friend, my son, my great, great son that you are. Again, we're having a lot of fun, the father-son team. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.